Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the fourth week of Easter, and from Germany we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Arenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, Called to be the Light.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried aloud and said, Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. I do not judge anyone who hears my words and does not keep them, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my word has a judge. On the last day, the word that I have spoken will serve as judge, for I have not spoken on my own, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment about what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I speak, therefore, I speak just as the Father has told me. I have come as light into the world. Jesus says this sentence to his friends, and he says it to us who are his friends today. It encourages me to see life and my mission in this life from a positive point of view. We are not here to follow a distinct number of rules or to bow down in front of the risen Christ. We are here to follow Jesus Christ, who came as light into the world. The passage from today's Gospel reminds me of Jesus' call in the Sermon on the Mount when he tells us not to hide our light under a bushel. It is all about light and being light. I am convinced that we can improve the world if everyone can let their light shine. It resonates with Jesus' sentence that he came not to judge the world, but to save it, and that on the last day, the word that he has spoken will serve as judge. I understand it in that way, that on our very last day, we encounter God who is love. And in the presence of this endless love, we will understand where we have hidden our light during our lifetime and fallen short of our potential. This will be an experience of judgment. Therefore, I try to do my very best to bring light into the world, and I feel blessed to see that I can support others to bring their light to shine too. That might be in school when I see the kids grow and become young adults keen to start into the world, or when I accompany people in my work as a counselor. They often discover that they have so many talents that help them shine and bring light into the world. And imagine a world where everybody could rise and shine. There would be no darkness, no hate, no jealousy or envy, because everybody would experience that they are needed and change the world with their being and with their light. This would be the kingdom of heaven, and already anticipate the eternal life that Jesus speaks of in the Gospel. When we look at Jesus, we can see the eternal life. He encourages us not to be shy, but to let our light shine so that the world can be enlightened, and others can also let their light shine. This is how we contribute to the kingdom of God, which has already begun.